Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Learning Agile by Andrew Stelman and Jennifer Green, a comprehensive guide unveiled in 2015 that demystifies the Agile methodology. This book is perfect for those who often find Agile misconstrued as a universal remedy for organizational challenges. Stelman and Green, seasoned Agile practitioners, present Agile not merely as a tool, but as a nuanced framework that requires understanding its principles to effectively implement it across various scenarios. Andrew Stelman, boasting over 2 decades of experience in software development and project management, brings invaluable insights from his work with esteemed clients like Microsoft and Bank of America. Jennifer Green complements this with her broad expertise in software engineering, having influenced sectors ranging from media to finance. Learning Agile is tailored for software developers, team leaders, and project managers who seek to grasp the true essence of Agile practices. Whether you're looking to refine your adaptive project management techniques or improve team efficiency, this book offers a clear and effective roadmap for harnessing the benefits of Agile methodologies. Join us as we unravel the core principles of Agile and how to adapt them effectively within your projects. Learning Agile: Understanding Scrum, XP, Lean, and Kanban. Introduction. Discover the Agile way. Why it's your ticket to better products. Have you ever faced the challenge of not knowing exactly what you want until you see it? Well, you're not alone. This dilemma not only affects everyday choices, but also deeply influences product development and innovation. Henry Ford's legendary quote about faster horses, when what people really needed were cars, exemplifies this perfectly. In this exploration, rather than delve into the familiar terrains of automobiles, we venture into the contemporary world of software development, where the stakes are just as high and the need for innovation just as critical. Here, we address a pivotal question. How can you deliver something genuinely valuable to your customers, especially when they can't precisely articulate what they need or want? The answer lies in embracing Agile, a set of practices and principles designed to enhance flexibility, improve collaboration, and foster a cycle of continuous improvement. You might have come across terms like Scrum, Kanban, XP, and Lean while discussing Agile methodologies and wondered how they all connect. Andrew Stelman and Jennifer Green, in their insightful book, Learning Agile, caution against diving too deep into these methodologies without first understanding the fundamental why behind Agile. They argue that without grasping why Agile matters, you can't fully appreciate how these practices can transform your project management approach. So, how exactly does Agile make a difference? By following a project from inception to completion, demonstrating how Agile principles empower a team of software developers to work more efficiently and effectively, resulting in superior products that truly meet client needs. In this narrative, we'll uncover the core reasons Agile has become a cornerstone in software development, and why it could be a game changer in how you approach projects and innovation in your organization. Part 1. Why traditional software development methods can lead to failure. Consider the evolution of ebook readers, devices that encapsulate the essence of convenient, intuitive, and customer-oriented software design. The journey from the initial bulky and basic models to today's sleek, feature-rich readers underscores a major point. Designing good software cannot happen in isolation. Initially, ebook readers barely scratched the surface of their potential. It took more than a decade of iterative development for them to become the user-friendly giants in the reading industry they are today. This reveals an important truth about product development. Understanding user needs evolves over time, often visible only through the clear lens of retrospection. Imagine, for a moment, that we are transported back to the early 2000s, tasked with developing software for the first handheld ebook devices. However, instead of an innovative tech startup, picture working for a traditional rigid company stuck in outdated workflows where agile is little more than a buzzword. Here, the scenario unfolds starkly different from the agile-driven environments we advocate for. The company employs a waterfall methodology, an approach where every phase of the project cascades down from the initial complete set of requirements, much like water flows over a cliff. Decisions are made at the top and tasks delegated down without flexibility for changes or iterative updates based on real-world testing and feedback. Imagine further, leaders and stakeholders gather, outlining a grand vision for the ebook reader that includes every conceivable feature to appease every potential user, from publishers to readers. This mammoth specification promises revolutionary features aimed to be completed in a tight 18-month deadline. Fast forward to 18 months later, by some miracle, the project wraps on time. Every single spec has been met, the product works, it's ready to launch. But when it hits the market, it's a monumental failure. No one is interested in purchasing the device. The underlying issue: the ebook reader was built based on stagnant, outdated assumptions of what was needed. By the time it launched, the industry's needs had evolved beyond the device's capabilities. New standards, which emerged during the development phase, weren't considered, leading to a product incompatible with current market expectations. This hypothetical failure serves as a stark reminder of the pitfalls of working in a vacuum, rigidly adhering to predefined requirements without room for adaptation. It begs the question: could a more flexible, iterative, and responsive approach like Agile have steered the project toward success? The contrasting success of modern ebook readers, developed with agility and a deep understanding of evolving user needs, seems to suggest so. Part 2: Embrace Imperfection to Achieve Perfection in Software Development. Our biggest mistake was operating in an isolated development bubble, sticking to an outdated plan that lost its relevance by the time it was executed. This rigidity left no room for evolution or adaptability, making our entire project archaic upon its release. The lack of iterative processes sealed the fate of what could have been a groundbreaking product. However, there's a lesson to be learned from this oversight: the profound impact of embracing an iterative design process. This approach shuns the notion of perfection at the first release, instead opting for rapid, repeated releases that directly involve the customer. By pushing a product out to the market quickly, imperfections and all, and integrating customer feedback into quick revisions, the product can evolve to meet real-time needs and expectations better. This cycle of release, feedback, and improvement is the crux of agile methodologies. The term agile itself suggests a dynamic movement, quick to adjust and quick to correct. Just as an agile climber uses every grip to their advantage, immediately correcting their course with each move, agile software development teams apply this philosophy to their projects. They are prepared to divert from their original plans in pursuit of creating software that genuinely benefits the user. Herein lies the core agile principle: prioritize customer satisfaction through the early and continuous delivery of valuable software. To delve deeper, consider the nature of software development, intertwined with human imperfection. Even the most dedicated teams can overlook critical details or miss unforeseen requirements. The vital step is to get the in-progress software into the actual user's hands, who in return can offer invaluable feedback. This direct input from users is indispensable because it pinpoints where the software meets their needs and where it falls short. Releasing software early may initially seem counterintuitive, like sending out an unfinished product. However, this strategy isn't just about combating the urge for perfectionism. It's a proactive way to deliver immediate value. If a user can utilize one feature effectively today, despite minor issues, it enhances their ability to perform tasks they couldn't yesterday. It also sharpens their understanding of their requirements, enabling them to furnish clearer, more targeted feedback. As developers embrace this continuous loop of deploying and refining based on real-world use and feedback, the trajectory steers closer towards a final product that not only meets but exceeds customer expectations. This iterative, responsive process is not just a development strategy. It's a path towards more intuitive, useful, and ultimately successful software solutions. Part 3. Why adopting an agile mindset is crucial for managing change. The dilemma we highlighted earlier, where our well-intended project went astray, pinpoints a crucial solution: direct engagement and early feedback from customers. Had we embraced this approach, timely insights from actual users could have redirected our efforts and saved significant resources that were otherwise sunk into a non-viable product. However, the real challenge often lies beyond just implementing practices like early releases or customer feedback. It involves a deeper, sometimes painful shift in mindset. Let's face it, altering your course midway is not just about logistical adjustments. It's an emotional, often disheartening process. You've made commitments, set directions, and now suddenly, everything needs reevaluation. It's typical to feel defensive or even slighted when suggested that the project you've poured your heart into is off track. It may appear as though all the initial planning and hard work was futile. But here's the pivot point. The acceptance that this change, although uncomfortable, is critical. Transforming your approach involves two key mindset shifts. First is the realization that constant evaluation and readiness to adapt are not just optional, they're essential for creating useful software. The frustration of changing direction mid-project pales in comparison to the despair of completing a project only to find it misses the mark completely. The second shift is about gaining perspective, and this requires stepping into a space of empathy and understanding. Consider these questions. Did the customer intentionally lead the project astray? Unlikely. How did they feel upon realizing their guidance might have caused significant backtracking? Probably embarrassed and concerned, just like you. Recognizing that missteps affect everyone involved can foster a more collaborative, empathetic environment. It highlights that the real enemy is the rigid adherence to flawed plans, not the individuals who identify the need for change. Software development is not an exact science, and it certainly isn't conducted in an ideal world devoid of errors. Expecting teams or clients to predict every need accurately from the start is unrealistic. Instead, embracing the idea that missteps are part of the journey, valuable lessons rather than setbacks, can transform the development process. This mindset cultivates an environment where continuous improvement is the norm, change is welcomed, and adaptability is celebrated. In essence, adopting an agile mindset isn't just about being open to change, it's about actively preparing for it, valuing it as an inevitable and beneficial aspect of creating impactful software. This approach doesn't just solve problems, it makes the process more resilient and products more closely aligned with user needs. Part 4. How Agile Keeps Your Project Aligned with Customer Needs. Let's revisit our earlier discussion about the ebook reader that didn't meet market expectations. Understanding the reasons for its failure is critical to steering our next attempt towards success. The first attempt lacked crucial features that emerged as industry standards during its development, an unforeseeable oversight at the time. This scenario provides a perfect backdrop to illustrate the benefits of agile principles in keeping a project aligned with evolving market demands and customer needs. Instead of setting a rigid, unchangeable plan for 18 months, an agile approach divides the development timeline into one-month increments known as sprints. Each sprint is an opportunity to adjust the course based on emerging information and feedback. Imagine starting the project again with the agile framework. the initial big meeting still happens to outline requirements and specifications, but now there's an understanding that these are starting points, not set in stone. After the first month's sprint, the project would still be in its early stages. So let's fast forward to the fourth sprint for examination. By this sprint, the team receives critical updates about industry standards, specifically regarding ebook formats. Agile practices allow the project to seamlessly pivot, incorporating these standards swiftly into the ongoing sprints. By the sixth sprint, not only has the new format been integrated, but the team has also begun adjusting the user interface to accommodate this change. Jumping ahead to the 11th sprint, the ebook reader is rough around the edges, but functional enough for practical testing outside the lab. Feedback from these real-world users is immediately valuable, highlighting desires for additional features like emailing articles directly to the device. Each piece of feedback is critically assessed and often directly funneled into the goals of the subsequent sprint. Agile goes beyond just adding or refining features. It also helps in deciding which features to discard. Through continuous interaction with the market environment, it becomes clear, for instance, that maintaining an independent internet storefront for the ebook reader is redundant due to standardized formats. This realization allows the team to reallocate resources more efficiently, focusing on enhancements that offer genuine value to users. By operating in an agile manner, the project maintains a consistent alignment with its end users, adapting fluidly to their evolving preferences and the industry landscape. This iterative process not only ensures the product remains relevant throughout its development, but also dramatically increases the chances of its successful adoption upon release. The key takeaway here underscores the essence of Agile: constant connectivity with user feedback channels and market shifts, ensuring that the product development trajectory adheres closely to the practical and current needs of its customers. This ongoing dialogue with the environment is what makes Agile an invaluable strategy for software development, providing a structured yet flexible framework that leads to successful, user-centered products. Final summary. As we conclude our exploration of Learning Agile by Andrew Stellman and Jennifer Green, it's clear that agility in project management and software development isn't just a trend. It's an essential methodology that guides teams towards creating better, more responsive software solutions. The essence of Agile lies in its foundational principles, primarily focusing on responsiveness and adaptability. Unlike traditional methods that advocate for extensive planning and strict adherence to initial project specs, Agile is about embracing change. The Agile mantra encourages launching software early into the real world, allowing teams to engage immediately with user feedback. This approach not only uncovers potential issues at the onset, but also sharpens the understanding of what the users genuinely need from the software. Moreover, Agile methodologies dispel the myth of a perfect plan. In the dynamic world of software development, sticking rigidly to an original plan without room for adjustments can lead to the production of irrelevant or outdated software by the time it hits the market. Agile recognizes that changes, redesigns, and quick fixes are part of the journey towards excellence. It transforms these challenges into opportunities for enhancement and better alignment with consumer expectations. In embracing the Agile way, teams learn to navigate the complexities of software development with a flexible, decisive mindset geared towards continuous improvement and customer satisfaction. This method doesn't just build software, it builds software that rightly fits the evolving needs of its users, ensuring relevancy and functionality in a fast-paced world. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.